That's all I need to know about you.
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 It's all about mental health. And one of the things they always say is you want to get things off your chest. You want to be able to talk about it. And that's exactly what's happening right now. 1-800-330-9999. What is driving you crazy? You just have to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you.
Yeah, if you speed through a construction zone, knowing that there's speed reduction, that's all I need to know.
I tell you what, all you need to do is get one of those tickets because they are like, boom, huge. They tap like an extra $200-$300 bucks on there. Yeah.
You got to add the school zone into it, too. Mm. That makes it even like double.
Good. You got to remortgage your house to pay that ticket.
Well, you know what? Slow down.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, all right.
Just slow down, right? Let them work, as they say.
Michelle, that's all I need to know about you.
If you read like a diagnosis online and try to, you know, diagnose people, if they're telling you any kind of symptom or things like that, just from reading something online, that's all I need to know about you.
Everybody knows somebody like this. Like, all of a sudden, you're like, yeah, my head's been hurting lately. And they'll be like, it's allergies. Did you take the Zyrtec this morning? You're like, okay, maybe I just have a headache. But, you know, they immediately start diagnosing you.
Yeah, the online doctor.
Yes.
Right. You know, I'm worse, though, because I don't try and diagnose anybody else. But I freak myself out.
All the time.
Oh, my God. Because I hate waiting for an appointment. I hate waiting on the phone to wait for an appointment. It drives me insane to go to the doctor's office. It's just, it doesn't fit in my schedule. So I always want to avoid it. So I get online. And, I, you know, just like anything else, it's like doing my breaks off of a video on YouTube.
Yes.
I'm not a doctor. So then I start thinking I'm dying.
All the time.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
It's terrifying.
When I got food poisoning a few weeks ago, I convinced myself that I was going to die from some kind of stomach cancer. I spent 30 seconds Googling online, and I'm in the bathroom crying because I already gave myself that diagnosis.
Oh, my gosh. Yep. 12 hours later, you felt fine.
I was like, oh, wait a minute. No, I'm good. I'm good now. I'm good. Just kidding. Ashley, that's all I need to know about you.
Hi. If you don't know my name and you just say, hey, you, that is all I need to know.
But the tone is very important,
mm-hmm.
right? Because
yeah.
if I'm like, hey, you,
right?
Hey, girl, hey, and then I give you like a random nickname that has nothing to do with mm-hmm. you or something that I can basically see. Hey, favorite color red.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, yep. driver of a Jetta, something like that. I mean, is that any better or is that worse?
You know what I started doing recently? And it kind of goes hand in hand in this, which is awful. Because, yeah. like, you know, you meet a lot of people. And a lot of times you don't remember if you met a person for the first time, if you're seeing them again.
Right.
So instead of being like, it's nice to meet you, which is what I always did, I always say, it's nice to see you.
Oh, that's what I do all the time. Have you not picked up on that? I've been doing that for a while.
I figured it out myself. And I'm like, wait a minute. That covers both bases.
Yes.
If I've like never seen them before and I'm meeting them for the first time, or if I literally saw them last week at an event.
I give them a good firm handshake, mm-hmm. a look directly in the eye. I go, great to see you with yeah. a smile.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And then they have to say to themselves, did he say great to see me again?
Does he know me?
Right. They have to contemplate it.
Yeah.
I've turned the tables on them. Good move.
Do you know that only 50 to 80% of adults report having an occasional nightmare? I thought everybody had nightmares. Mm. No?
I think that, you know, it depends. Again, you know, if you have some things that are in upheaval, if you've got certain high stress levels or whatever, or a lack of sleep, then you'll get some, right?
Women tend to report nightmares more often than men. Hmm.
Okay.
I get that. I feel like women internalize things probably a lot more than men do in a lot of ways.
Well, now that sounds like a generalization, and I won't stand for it, Anna Zapp.
I don't know. Lately, I before this past week, I can't remember the last time I had a nightmare.
Hmm.
I have had so many nightmares over the last week that I don't know what's wrong with me. I had 4 nightmares in a row. I kept waking myself up from them. You know how sometimes you can will yourself awake in a
yes.
nightmare?
Yeah.
4 times in that night, I woke up and I was like, stop it. Like, stop having this dream. I went back to sleep and went right back to the dream.
Yeah.
All of them were at work. One time there was a train coming through the back wall of our studio and went crashed right through our board.
Nice.
That was one. Another time, guests from a different radio station that are in our hallway
yeah.
just came into our studio while we were on the air and just kept screaming and told us that they were not going to stop screaming. I mean, it was the wildest thing. It was like one thing after another.
Yeah.
But then last night, I'm driving down the highway and I know I'm going to crash, right?
This is in your dream.
In my dream.
Yep.
And of course, I crash. I go off the embankment.
Oh my gosh.
And I go off the embankment, and two other cars do too.
Okay, they're just following you off the embankment now.
We all crash together.
Yep, all right. Yeah. Yep.
One car has two police officers in it.
Okay.
And I'm so thankful.
It's not a cop car, but it's just two cops in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
The other two has two murderers in it.
Oh, good.
Yep.
Right, so now those cops are busy.
Then it turns into a costume party where we don't know who's the good guys and who's the bad guys. I mean, talk about the dumbest thing you've ever dreamed of.
Yeah.
Like, but it was so scary because I was trying to figure out
who
from the crash
right.
is the good guys that's going to help me and who is there to try to kill me.
Isn't it's like it you wild? Were in the middle of one of those murder mystery dinners, right? Except there was real stakes involved here.
Yes.
Yes.
And we're on the side of the highway.
Right. In the woods.
In woods. Right. And there was nothing there.
But it was a dance party Halloween party.
It was so weird. I don't know. We asked on our Facebook page at Anna and Raven, what was the last nightmare you had?
Yeah.
Ironically, it's all women that responded. Ursula wrote, I had a dream I went to a job interview with a huge zit on my nose and I didn't notice until I got home. Oh, Ursula, that's like my Thursday.
Right, that's regular life, right? When you right. got something big going on, that's when you're going to get the zit.
We asked a bunch of fifth graders at Roosevelt Elementary School what their nightmare was about.
When I was like on my bed, like in my dream, a bear was chasing me and I was like running. And it was kind of, he got me, but then I woke up and then I'm like, oh, that's just a dream.
Everybody's got those dreams where the animals are chasing you, right?
Yeah, big one, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he goes on to say,
when you went back to sleep, did you find the bear again? Sometimes I've got a nightmare and it'll go on all night.
Yeah, well, the same thing happened, but she said this time, I did what I could. I like grabbed as many things. I, you know, beat the bear and then he's gone out of me.
Were you doing that thing when you were running in the dream, but you were running so slow?
Yeah, I felt like I kept on tripping on things and stuff like that. But then I got him.
I got him, so that worked out well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Why are we so clumsy in mm-hmm. dreams when we're running? I don't fall, but I just can't move.
I was so surprised to learn that only 50 to 85% of adults say they have nightmares. I thought everybody had nightmares.
It's been a while since I had one. I can't actually remember the last time I did.
Kids have a lot more nightmares than adults do, we've learned. And we asked a bunch of fifth graders what was the last nightmare they had.
It was about a cookie trying to eat me.
A cookie was trying to eat you?
Yes.
What do you remember about it? Tell me about it.
It had no chocolate chips on it, but it was trying to eat me and it was kind of scary.
Had you had cookies that night or anything? Was there any reason for the dream?
Yes.
That's it?
That was it.
There was no follow-up to that?
Right, you didn't explain.
No.
Maxwell, tell me about the last nightmare that you had.
I'm an anime fan, so the last nightmare I had was Attack on Titans. These giants following me and going to try to get us.
What do they do when they get you? Do they eat you? Do they cut you up with swords? I'm not familiar.
They would normally eat you, but in my dream, I don't know, because I never got caught.
So you got away from them. How'd you get away from them?
We were basically in a food market, a giant food market. I had to run, and basically, we run fast, very fast.
And if you're in a supermarket, I mean, you can, like, throw things down in front of them, like cereal boxes, pineapples.
Yes, we can, but I don't know why I never thought of that.
He's like, he made his kid feel bad, Raven.
We're helping each other out. Right. That's all. Yeah. I mean, we're helping each other. I mean, I have no idea what he's talking about with this anime thing. That's like, funny. I have no idea. But if you're running from something and you're in a place where you've got things that you can throw at people's feet, do it.
All right, you're in a grocery store. You're being attacked.
Yeah.
What's going to be your defense?
Pork loin. Some sort of tenderloin or something like that. I mean, it's shaped almost like a football, so you can throw it, but it's got a good amount of weight.
Yeah.
Pineapples, all right, are always going to be good because nobody wants to get hit with a pineapple in the face.
All I kept thinking is, like, you got to use all the melons as launchers.
Yeah.
It's the only thing you can do, right?
It's not a bad idea.
And
you know,
the
you
milk?
Could, you could bowl them, though. You could bowl them, too.
It's true. Yeah. I keep thinking, like, you got to go in the milk section. You open the milk. You pour all the milk out. I mean, yeah. It's a waste of milk and terrible,
well,
but.
Yeah, I mean, but if you take out something's legs with melon or milk, you mm-hmm. know, something's got no legs, can't fight. Can't stand, can't fight.
Frenchie, tell me about the last nightmare that you had.
It was about a bunch of eyes staring at me in a dark room.
Did they look like animal eyes or people eyes?
Animal and people eyes.
Really?
They're just staring at me.
I mean, that's creepy. Where do you think you got the idea for that?
I feel like I just get from people staring at me. That makes me really, really nervous.
So what did you do? Did you just wake up or did you run away or what did you do?
All I do is wake up, but every time I, like, close my eyes or something, then I see eyes staring at me or, like, a face in front of me.
What?
Now, do you remember her pumpkin?
Okay,
so. Do you remember?
All right, so full disclosure.
Yeah.
Here's the story behind this. So we like to work with a lot of kids in the community. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a lot of times we'll go do fun activities with them, and then we do things like this, so we have for the air. And we were decorating pumpkins when we talked to Frenchie.
Right.
Her pumpkin was completely covered in ice.
Yeah. And she didn't, like, point it out or was not talking about it to anybody. I had this conversation with Frenchie in the hallway alone. Anna didn't know.
I had no idea.
So I was already scared when I went back into the room at this point. And then I noticed the pumpkin covered in eyeballs. And they were human and animal eyeballs. And it was terrifying.
It was wild.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. Yeah, we're gonna help you out, baby girl. No worries. We got you.
Yeah, and then we left. We weren't heroes.
Well, you know what? Sivia Gover is a dream expert, and she has two new books out. One is What to Do When Your Children Are Having These Terrible Nightmares. We're going to talk to her coming up next. What do you do when you're having nightmares, and what do you do when your children are having nightmares? Sivia Gover is a dream expert and author. You got two new books out, which is great. One book is targeted at children nightmares, the other for adults. Let's start with the kids. Your kids keep having nightmares. What do you do?
Well, the first thing to do is to step back and take a deep breath, because it's perfectly normal for children to have a lot of nightmares. They will, in most cases, grow out of them. It's a natural, normal, and healthy part of growing up. And it makes sense when you think about it. There's so much in the world that's big and scary for kids. You know, they don't have a lot of control. So the nightmares are a way that they process that.
So what do you do to help them when they wake up in a panic and they're scared? It kills me when I see my toddler, like, crying in her sleep, and she's yelling things out that make no sense. And, like, do you wake them up? Do you not wake them up? What are you supposed to do?
I think in that case, you really follow your intuition. On the one hand, it's okay to let them just dream it through. But you're a parent. Come on. And you see your kid crying. So to gently wake them up, to stroke their head, to comfort them. The most important thing to do is either in the night, right on the spot, or in the morning, just to talk to them about it, because they've just gone through something and you want to help them have a healthy relationship to their dreams. So right when they wake up, it's good to help them get grounded back in the safety of their bedroom.
You know, when I was younger, I don't know if it was my dad's obsession with Rambo First Blood or any of the Freddy movies, but he would tell me, turn around and fight the monster. Fight the monster in your dream. Make sure that you could do a karate kick or something like that. So, like, in my dream, even though I couldn't run, I was incredibly limber and a kung fu expert.
Oh, good.
Which came in helpful sometimes. It did work sometimes.
That was actually really good advice that your dad gave you. To turn around and face the monster. And that's one of the suggestions my co-author Leslie Newman and I give in our book for kids, How to Sleep Tight Through the Night. We suggest that kids either in the dream itself, if they can next time, turn and ask the monster a question, ask the attacker what they want, and to sort of use their imagination to develop their superpowers.
Okay, shifting to adults, I know that you had written a blog about why bad dreams are good. And I had some nightmares the other night, I can't begin to tell you. And I don't understand, how can those be good? Why would that be a good thing?
With adults, too, first of all, there's a lot of scary stuff in the world. So if you're having nightmares, it's a healthy response to a scary situation. And why are they good? Because whether we face the nightmares or not, these are worries and anxieties that are inside of us. The dreams, whether they're scary dreams or not, they're bringing us up to the surface what's going on in our subconscious mind. So just as with kids, nightmares give us a chance to think about different scenarios and make us more flexible thinkers awake.
I find it all fascinating. And if you want to learn more about Sivia Gover, you can go to her website, siviagover.com. We'll put it up on our Facebook page at Anna and Raven or at annaandraven.com so you can find her too. Thank you so much, Sivia.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And I do hope that you have sweet dreams.
Anna Raimondi is a world-renowned medium. We've been lucky to have her every week leading up to Halloween. You can find her online at annaraimondi.com. She's been doing your readings, and let's get to it.
Hi, this is Kelly.
Hey, Kelly, do you have a question for Anna?
I do. Hi, Anna.
Hi.
So basically, I see a specific double number on numerous times a day, and I feel like it's my father guiding me. So I guess my question would be, I ask my dad every day, am I going the right direction in my love life?
The same double number she sees every
what
day.
What number are you seeing?
44.
In addition to seeing it, like, pay attention, like, things that you're buying. If it's $44 or you're getting 44.
It happens all
yes.
the time.
Also, the clock, 440.
It's 44.
It is absolutely your father. You know, when you get these things, you know, this is to everybody. Don't question it. Like, you know who it is. If you know who it is, then that's who it is. And yes, you are going in the right direction in your love life. And he's saying, finally.
That's what I feel.
But, you know, he wants you to know that stability, yet fun. Okay? Like, you need someone stable who is willing to, like, kind of step out of the box with you. Do you know what I mean? That kind
yes.
of thing. Do you know who
yes.
Bill is? Bill, William?
My son is William.
Okay. Because there's a lot of energy around your son. He's a really good guy. But he doesn't want you to tell him what to do. So you need
okay.
to step
yes.
back. Yeah, you need to step back and let him make his own decisions.
No mom wants to hear that ever.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I have two sons. I know.
Yeah.
He definitely has been making his own decisions, that's for sure.
Yeah. Hey, Mary, do you have a question for Anna?
I have a daughter on the West Coast who there's been some major issues with the last year. Do we see it getting better? Where is it going to end with my...
Okay. Is she having relationship issues?
Yes.
You know, this is her journey. Unfortunately, there's not much you can do. And sometimes her heart is not always in the right place, but she tries to make it right. Does she not really want to be there? Because I'm not feeling she really wants to be on the West Coast. Like, I feel like...
I don't know. I've offered to her to come back here, and she was here last year with us, and she said that was a terrible experience.
Well, I'm not so sure she needs to be with you as opposed to being mm-hmm. on the other coast. You know what? I mean, this is on the back of the last Kelly who has to let her son live his life. It's the same thing with you. You got to let her make her own choices, and they're not your choices. And is there a baby involved here?
Yes, there's a 5-year-old little boy involved.
Yeah, because there's a lot of decisions that are being made. She doesn't have her son right now.
Correct.
Yeah, but there's a lot of issues around that. She's made some really bad decisions. I got to tell you, just keep praying. Always pray. Does somebody have an issue with drugs?
I think her issue might be drugs.
Yeah, okay, because that's what I'm feeling. She's self-medicating. Mm-hmm. She needs some help around that. I don't know how you're going to do that. You know, she really should be in rehab.
Right.
She needs to be in rehab.
We've tried.
Yeah. Once they get to a certain age, you really can't do very much. And she's got to want to heal. She's got to want to change. You know, I mean, she has a child. I hate to say maybe if you get sober, you could have him, because I don't think that's going to work at this point. But I think she needs rehab. There's always hope. Never give up hope.
All right, Mary, we're going to wish you the best. Thank you so much for the call, okay?
Good luck, Mary. Thank you.
Well, welcome back, Anna Raimondi, next Monday.
Scary ingredients. Way too many syllables.
It's that time of year again. That spooky time of fear again.
It's time for Halloween Candy Autopsy with Anna and Raven.
Hey, Laura, it's Anna and Raven. Today we've got up for grabs a Target gift card. This is really simple for you to win. Anna is going to describe in a terribly annoying voice and It's peppered with cackles and all that. The ingredients of a candy that you can buy in any store right now, and it's probably a pretty popular one, too. If you listen very closely, the clues might even be in there for what candy you're guessing, all right? Now, if you guess it correctly, okay, the gift card is yours. If not, we're going to give it to the next ghoul or goblin on the phone, okay?
Okay.
Now, listen, Laura. Witch Anna has arrived. Unfortunately for you, she is very hungry for your candy. These are the ingredients in today's candy bar.
Oh, boy.
Milk chocolate, sugar, cocoa butter, chocolate, skim milk, lactose, milk fat.
Of course.
Soy lecithin.
Oh, I love soy lecithin. Oh, God.
Peanuts, corn syrup, sugar, palm oil, lactose, salt, egg whites, artificial flavor.
Meh.
That was terrible, right?
I almost got caught up in it.
No, stop it. Hold on. Let me bring back Witch Anna. She's so much better than you. Yeah.
May contain peanuts, milk, egg, and soy.
Is that it? Is that the ingredients?
Lara, what candy bar am I holding in my hand?
My gosh, is it a Snickers?
Yes, it is!
Wow.
You got it, really? You ghoul!
I mean, you started with an easy one, wow. Huh? Wow, well, congratulations, Lara. You got the gift card for Target. Well done.
Thank you.
Now, where's that candy bar?
The only good thing about a scar is that it always has a pretty cool story behind it, right?
Yeah, it's a memory you'll never forget. I mean, some of them are good and some of them are not good. It's always good to feel like you overcame something.
Your newest one, that will certainly be a scar, definitely had me giggling.
Well, I mean, I've got a wood chip that was kind of impaled in my leg for a couple days there. I'm not sure how bad it will really be after. You know, my knees are kind of beat up anyways, but I went to a haunted house this past weekend. And it was on a mountain, and I have to say, it was a lot of fun. It was really cool. It was at a ski resort. And first off, I was totally terrified to just go up the chairlift itself. It's something about being older and being high in the sky. But then after, you're coming down the hill, and that's where the scares are, right? You're walking down. So, you know, it's brilliant because it keeps everybody moving, keeps the line going. But on the other hand, if you get some momentum, it's really hard to stop. So there's a time, there's actors coming out, and I have to say some of them were really good. I had a chick totally spooked me out. She was all of a sudden on my shoulder like a spider monkey. Yeah. And then another guy jumped out of a bush with a chainsaw right at that moment, and I ran, man. I mean, I knew it wasn't going to have a chain on it in my brain, but I wanted to have a little bit of fun. It was Halloween. Here's the thing, it's a mountain again, so like for 4 feet it was flat, and then it was straight downhill, and I couldn't stop. And I ran into a tree and tumbled around this haunted house yard. And the second the safety worker jumped up and they were like, "Are you okay? Are you okay?" And I was like, "Yes." And then the second I said yes, that woman fell into her chair and cackled for like 3 minutes in my face.
I would have died laughing if I saw you gash up your leg because you fell down a hill because you were so scared of a fake chainsaw. I would have died.
It was like a boulder coming down a mountain. Like it couldn't be stopped. Well, that was me.
Now you got a new scar.
Right.
And it's got a funny story attached to it. What was the story behind your scar? 1-800-330-9999.
Sam. So when I was younger, I would go on my skateboard all the time. And I happened to go down this S-curve, which was called the Snake Road. I went a little too fast, and the wheels started moving on me, and I had two options. Either I bail or I try to stay on it, and the wheels fall off. I decided that I was going to bail. I jumped off, and I ended up gouging myself in my hip, complete gash. And as it started to form, it almost looked like a third nipple. I felt like I was in Total Recall.
Impaled. Oh. Impaled on something when you're skateboarding. Oh, that's terrible, man.
Yeah.
But every neighborhood had a hill like that somewhere, right? If you had a skateboard or a bike, your friends would goat you and be like, "Oh, that was the hill." Christine, tell us about that scar.
Well, I have a little scar by my eyebrow. We were at my cousin's, and on New Year's Eve, we were jumping on the bed, and my older cousin didn't like me that much. And so he pushed me and I ripped open the side of my eye on the nightstand table.
So did you guys go upstairs and tell the parents right away? Because like that's a whole thing, you know, like if you get into trouble or you hurt yourselves in the basement, Anna, everybody had wars in the basement.
Oh, yeah.
Then you didn't tell anybody because else it was going to get busted. So did your cousin like stop you going up the stairs from telling your mom?
No, because my eye was like gushing blood.
Oh, I mean, well, that wouldn't have stopped us.
What was up with playing war in the basement when your cousins were over? I remember, like, the lights would go off. We would throw bottles.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Anything. You would just throw them at each other.
Yeah.
And we would just call it war. Like, it didn't even make sense. Now I look back on it.
Here's the thing. You got love for your cousins. Doesn't mean you always like them. Sometimes you got a little hate in there, too.
I remember my brother used to throw chairs. I'd be like, where is he finding all these chairs?
He loved wrestling, I'm guessing.
Yep. Every scar has a story. Like, I have this one above my lip that I've had since I was a teenager. I was never small enough or light enough to be a flyer on the cheerleading squad. I was always the base.
Yeah.
And I was committed. I was going to catch that girl, whether she freaked out, flipped around, or what. But one girl, Jen Cohen, she came down and she took me out with her nail, her pinky nail. And I remember thinking, oh, this will go away. Guess what? Nope.
Sometimes they never do. And on the face, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You think it'll fade, but there's always a little something there.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. Gary, what's the story behind your scar?
When I was in the sixth grade, I have this one scar on my chin. And I was riding my bike and I was listening to music and I was just jamming out. So I started like bouncing on my wheel. I stumble over, slide a few feet on the ground. My chin just bursts open. It wasn't good. I rush over to my friend's house because I was leaving his house. I knock on his door. He freaks out. I call my mom. I get rushed to the hospital. I get like 27 stitches in my chin.
Wow. I mean, that's a big split, dude. 27 stitches. That ain't no joke.
I can't tell you how many calls we've gotten about bikes. Like, maybe we should not let kids ride bikes anymore.
Oh yeah, Karen? Is that what we're going to do now? Oh, we're going to get rid of the bikes, huh? We just got 40 mile per hour electric ones in my town.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Somebody's definitely going to die.
As the words were coming out of my mouth, I realized how ridiculous it actually sounded, and I wanted to grab them back, but it was too late. I was committed.
No more bikes for you kids.
That's it, guys.
That's it.
No more bicycles.
Nope.
Just go sit on the couch and play on TikTok.
Yep.
You're right.
Definitely better.
Emma, how'd you get your scar?
I got my scar when I was like 6 years old. I was playing with my sister and we were running around in the living room. I wasn't paying attention. I ran into the stone rock corner of the fireplace my family had and it knocked me back and it like split open next to my nose and my cheek. And my dad, who is a doctor, he looked at it and he was like, no, she doesn't need stitches, luckily. So I never had to get stitches, but every time I smile, you can see the tiny little scar.
I mean, if you got a scar at six and it's still with you as an adult, like, you're lucky you didn't die.
But
right? Like, don't they all fade?
No, that's the thing about some scars is like, you know, it's funny you should bring this up. I have one on my thumb. It wasn't a big deal. Like, at the time when it happened, my girlfriend, Elin, she had, I don't even know how to describe it. Do you remember how some of the lamps, you used to pour the oil in them and they used to, like, burn the oil?
Lamp. Yeah.
Yeah, the oil lamps.
Yeah.
Like, she had, like, one fancy room in her house that had this oil lamp. So, of course.
The rest of the house was a dump.
Well, no, I mean, that was, like, the.
I mean, the way you said it.
The old-fashioned room, I guess is what
I'm trying
to say. Oh, yeah,
the old formal room where the couches are covered in plastic.
Okay. So they had this old-fashioned oil lamp in there, and we were middle school and dumb, and we were like, let's try to use it. We didn't know what it was.
Well, the parents were out?
Yeah.
Good.
So we lit it on fire, trying to turn it on, and I burned my thumb. And I remember being like, ouch! And I looked at it, and it was like all lines on it. It wasn't bad. But if you look at my thumb, you could still see all the marks to this day. Sometimes scars are tricky. You think that they're not going to leave a mark, and they do, and they're there forever.
That seems weird. Did you burn the house down?
No, not that time. One time we tried to make German chocolate cake. That was a different story.
Oh, my gosh.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day, a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Anthony and Hannah. Hannah, what's going on?
Well, we've got a little situation with our son having a little bit of trouble with his teacher in school. He's seven. He's in second grade. teacher just seems to be harping on him. Nothing he is doing is done correctly or right. It just seems like she's targeted him a little bit.
Why? Do you have any idea?
Well, I think maybe Anthony should take over for that part.
What's the story, Anthony?
Well, a long, long time ago, back when we were in college, we dated. So I think that she's still a little upset about it back then because I dumped her back there.
Wait a minute. You dated the teacher, your son's second grade teacher. You dated her in college and dumped her.
Yeah.
And so you think that's why she's being mean to your son?
Wait a minute. How is she being mean
right.
to him?
What's the evidence? Right.
Well, from at least from what we're hearing from him and trying to like observing is that like he'll do something that maybe another child will do the exact same thing, but he's the one that kind of gets in trouble about it. She seems to have like extremely high expectations for him, but at the same time, he can never meet any of these expectations.
So it's like dating her again.
Yeah.
Hannah, what is it that you want to do about this?
Well, I just think that we should, you know, ask her about it, confront her about it, and see if this is why that she's, you know, or if, you know what I mean? I just want to get to the root of the problem, and it just seems like if this is it, then why not ask her about it?
Wow. I got to say, I get your reaction. I do. And it must feel very much that way. And you know what? You might even be right. But to say it, to make it, to like, I don't know. Right, Anna? Like, how do you say to another adult?
No clue.
You're being mean to my child because we dated.
And I dumped you.
10 years ago or whatever it was, 20 years ago.
I don't know. And Anthony, you don't want to confront her at all, right?
Yeah, I don't, at least not for this. It seems... It's embarrassing. Like, it's like, what I'm going to do, go up to him and be like, hey, I dumped you years ago, so you're being mean. And
right. It's like you're back in the second grade. You know, and you know that you will be talked about between every one of those teachers, right? I mean, unless it's 100% accurate, you know that the second that you say to her, is this why you're doing it? That she's going to have that conversation with everybody on faculty, right?
Yeah.
And every parent's going to know.
And I think it's so easy for her to just deny it. And
of course.
So, yeah.
All right. So I guess we see what the audience has to say, because they may agree with you, Hannah. You have to address it somehow. You have to send an email. You have to reach out to the teacher and say, you know, we feel that my son is being discriminated against, or you're being extra harsh on him. Is there a reason why? Something. But maybe you see Anthony's side, too. You already know what the problem is. So just got to keep it quiet and hopefully get through the school year.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
How do these things happen? That's what I want to know. Anthony and Hannah have a 7-year-old son, second grade, and her son always complains about, like, the teacher's mean to him and he doesn't like going to school because the teacher's so mean. Well, Anthony thinks it's because when they were younger, he used to date that teacher and definitely dumped her.
Yeah.
Hannah's like, well, let me 100% go at her. Let me tell her. Like, is that the reason why you're being mean to my son?
Can you imagine, honestly?
Nope.
Just
nope.
Imagine being the teacher across the hall and the teacher coming in and telling you that conversation happened. Here's the thing. No matter what is the truth, they would never admit that anyway. So it's nothing you could ever say. And it seems like quite a jump to me.
But Anthony thinks that he should back off. Like, let's just not say anything. Let's just all let this roll over. What do you think? Would you say something to the teacher? 1-800-330-9999. Carolyn, whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. I think you stick to the point of, this is about his education, this is impersonal, and hold her accountable for that. And if that's not effective, then you go to the vice principal.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Anthony and Hannah have a 7-year-old son. He's in second grade, and they feel that his son is being discriminated against and treated unfairly. Now, the reason why is because his teacher, Anthony, used to date her a million years ago and dumped her, and he thinks this is retaliation. So Hannah's like, you know what? I'm going to say something. I'm going to email her and be like, I know this is why you have something against our son. It's not fair. But Anthony disagrees.
Yeah, well, you got to be careful with assumptions. That's why they say assumptions, right? Don't do them. Don't make them, because they hardly ever work out the way that you would think. Anyways, even if you said this to her, even if there was an iota of truth to it, this will never be something admitted or said, and now your kid's got a target on their iron back. It's pretty early for you to go this route.
Well, Anthony says exactly that. I don't want to say anything. Let's just keep our mouths shut and not make this a big deal. What would you do? 1-800-330-9999. Barbara, whose side are you on?
You know, I think that unless it's a one-room schoolhouse, they need to go down to the school and ask for their child to be moved to a different classroom. I wouldn't be accusatory, but obviously if there's a situation, I don't think going and approaching the teacher is going to resolve anything. It may just make it worse. At the end of the day, they got to do what's the right thing for their child. Go down, switch them out of the classroom, the issue is done.
You know, we've had conversations with teachers before, though, and that's an issue, too, where parents just think they're going to show up and just move around kids from classroom to classroom. Like, they're going to want an explanation.
I mean, all of this is my worst nightmare. All of it. Like, right. I want nothing to do with this situation. It sounds terrible.
Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I am totally on his side about not saying anything, but I also think it's presumptuous for them to assume it's because he broke up with her.
Well, yes. I mean, I agree with that, too. That's a big kind of leap. I don't understand why you can't just say, my son feels like he's been having a tough time at school. Is there anything we should be aware of?
Right.
You
what's
know?
Going on? Right.
Yeah.
What's going on? Tell me.
Right.
Hey, Debbie, whose side are you on?
I would, first of all, my question is, has the teacher sent any information home about having certain things going on with their son? Because I'm going to be honest, they're taking the word of a 7 or an 8-year-old, and I don't think that that's a good place to start for a conversation about that you're being mean to him because we dated in college. It's just the craziest thing.
Seems like a bit of a jump.
Yeah, teachers don't do that.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Anthony, our audience agreed with you today. There may be more tactful ways to go about it, but maybe when, if there's a specific incident, you can highlight that. But Hannah, just being like, you're mad because my husband dumped you years ago isn't going to be the way to go.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. I still feel that maybe we should, but I guess we can, wait it out and see if things change.
Okay, and you're going to be good with that, Anthony?
Yeah, that sounds like the best way of going about it. I'm just going to kind of wait it out and just keep watching. And the second I get proof, I'm going for it.
The most important thing, obviously, is your son's education, right? So that's what you want to fix.
What if she tries to seduce you, Anthony?
In the meeting. Right. What if she tries to seduce you, Hannah?
All right. If you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
I've been watching a lot of Netflix and ID Network. Yeah. Crazy stuff happens.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $2,000 thanks to Discover Card. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Liz, you ready to play?
I'm going to try.
All right, you can do this. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Liz. $2,000.
Thanks.
Okay, a lot of money on the line. Okay, so Raven's walking out of here. That door is going to close. You won't be able to hear us. This is a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in, ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, Liz. Number one, a Pizza Hut employee has raised eyebrows with their viral quote-unquote cleaning method on TikTok. What is Pizza Hut's tagline?
No one out pizzas the Hut.
Number two, people who have been streaming The Watcher are surprised to find out that the true crime drama is based off a real story that happened to a couple in northern New Jersey. On what streaming platform can you find The Watcher?
Netflix.
Number three, a big movie return was announced. After a cameo in Black Adam, Henry Cavill will be back playing what superhero?
The Hulk.
Number four, Winona has extended the final Judds tour into next year. What's her actress sister's name?
Ashley Judd.
And number five, McDonald's announced that this fan favorite sandwich will be back on Halloween, but it'll be a farewell tour for it. What boneless pork sandwich are they referencing?
The McRib.
Nice job. Let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
That was great. Liz got 4 out of 5.
Pretty impressive, Liz. 2 G's. Let's see how we do.
Number one, a Pizza Hut employee has raised eyebrows with their viral quote-unquote cleaning method on TikTok. What is Pizza Hut's tagline?
No one out pizzas the Hut.
Yes. How did you guys guys both know that? I mean, that's a tough one.
I mean, we had a Pizza Hut around the corner from my house when I grew up. They had the sit-down video games. I loved going to Pizza Hut when I was younger.
The stuffed crust is the most valuable thing that they've ever brought to society.
I've got to be honest. Yeah. When I order it now, like, it's a special thing, and it reminds me of, like, Stouffer's on steroids.
Oh, deliciousness.
But it's still delicious when you're in the mood, right?
Number two, people have been streaming The Watcher, and they're surprised to find out the true crime drama is based off a real story that happened to a couple in northern New Jersey.
It's a trip.
On what streaming platform can you find The Watcher?
Netflix. I'm five episodes in. They all did it. Every one of them.
But everybody says the ending is terrible.
That's what I heard.
Yes. I think I spoiled that for you, but I haven't seen it yet. Number three, a big movie return was announced. After a cameo in Black Adam, Henry Cavill will be back playing what superhero?
Superman. He's the Man of Steel, and I like him as the Man of Steel.
Okay, number four. Winona has extended the final Judd's tour into next year. What's her actress sister's name?
Ashley Judd.
Yes, you guys are tied at four. And number five, McDonald's announced that this fan favorite sandwich will be back on Halloween, but it's its farewell tour. What boneless pork sandwich are they referencing?
Oh, the McRib. It's going away forever, huh?
No, it's not. They do this all the time, but I just don't understand why. It's like the Choco Taco. They say it's going away, then they take it away for 15 minutes, and then there's a big, you know, everyone gets mad, and then it comes back. I mean, nope. Everybody knows the McRib will always be back, just like the Shamrock Shake.
Two things I want right now. Adult Happy Meal and the Boo Bowl. Like, you can't get the pails with the regular Happy Meals. They're out at mine.
Oh, not at mine.
What?
I got two at my house already.
You need to get me one.
My four-year-old only eats chicken nuggets in a box, which is the chicken nuggets from McDonald's. So we have a whole collection. I'll bring you one tomorrow.
Nice.
All right, I'm sorry, Liz. He beat you 5-4 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
This is Liz, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $2,100 tomorrow.